We had finished eating but lingered over our trays. Soldiers on either side sawed at their chicken legs with flimsy plastic cutlery or stared at the television newscast, ignoring the two-star general next to them. It's very important that our helicopter pilots have time to get accustomed to flying conditions here, which are a lot different than they are back home, Petraeus said. Four Black Hawk crewmen from another unit had been killed the previous week in a dust storm. A preliminary investigation indicated that the helicopter had slammed into the ground at more than 100 knots, with the nose inclined 18 degrees and the fuselage canted 27 degrees to the right, symptoms of severe pilot disorientation. Extra fuel tanks on the Black Hawk had made the crash particularly fiery. Petraeus was determined to minimize the chance of further disasters by providing his 800 aviators at least 4 days and nights of acclimation flying before he certified that they were ready to fly in combat. Within a week or so, 150 Apaches would be based at Udari Airfield in northern Kuwait, fully seven of the Army's 15 Apache battalions. I wish Saddam Hussein could just see that, see them lined up out there, all that killing power. I have to believe that it would bring him to his senses, Petraeus said. I asked how the United States would respond if Saddam employed chemical weapons. No one knows what will happen if the Iraqis use chemicals, Petraeus said. It's not at all clear that he has the capacity to use them effectively. It's not that simple, and the intel on where they are seems a little shaky. I don't believe that the National Command Authority will decide on a course until they're forced to make that decision. The mess hall had nearly emptied by the time we dropped our trays at the wash rack and stepped out onto Avenue D. Red warning lights blinked atop the...